This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, that's the familiar music setting up the next hour's conversation with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. As part of our DJV program, we're happy to have Michael here every week with a countdown of the important things from the charts. Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com has the stories, the people. We also listen to DJVshow.com. So, Michael, you've had an interesting week. It's been one of those weeks. I think there's probably more murder, more heat, murder, mayhem, whatever. It just seems this week has been one of those weeks that maybe we could have done well without. What do you think?
It's been a terrible week, and yeah, a lot of mayhem, a lot of murders, a lot of shootings. It's hard to wrap your brain around it. It's so it's numbifying. So yeah. Let's talk about the
stories good word,
of the
by
week.
Way. Yeah, I'll write that word down. Somebody take that numifying.
Numify.
Good word.
Like,
yeah,
it's like mummifying on steroids. It's
sounds
numifying.
Like a rap song.
Yeah. Let's go to number 10. We have Walter Mondale dies, and we have the Mars helicopter takes flight. They're tied, the two stories. We have two stories at number 9 that are related, Earth Day and the Biden Climate Summit. At number 8, we have U.S. relations with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, and North Korea, and that's just for starters. A lot of hot spots around the world. At number 7, the southern border crisis and immigration reform are tied. At number 6, we have a tie between education and the school openings, both related. At number 5, the economy, the Biden stimulus agenda, and the easing of regulations. At number 4, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, politics, and stats. At number 3, gun violence and mass murder in America and gun control, as a debated legislative topic. At number 2, we have police reform, the Micaiah Bryant shooting in Ohio, and the LeBron James tweet. And at number 1, the Derek Chauvin trial and verdict and race relations in America. On the People Survey, we have Walter Mondale at 10, Kamala Harris at 9, Dante Wright and Kim Potter tied at 8, Donald Trump at 7, Fauci's at 6, Pelosi's at 5, Biden's at 4. And then number 3, we have Micaiah Bryant and LeBron James tied. And number 2, we have Judge Peter Cahill and Maxine Waters tied. And at number 1, Derek Chauvin and George Floyd, the most talked about people. Interestingly, so much focus on the race relations and the trial and reaction and all of that, Joe Biden and Donald Trump were
right
in the top 4. Biden's at 4 and Donald Trump is at 7. So I guess in a way, I was going to say that's refreshing, but there's nothing refreshing about the news. The news really stinks. It's a lousy time. Some people are celebrating the verdict. Others are bemoaning it. But I mean, even if you're celebrating it, it's celebration over a bunch of very sad things. So it stinks.
One of the things that I wonder out loud on the air and in my personal life when I have conversations with people, because folks who find out what I do for a living ask me for opinions like I know more than they do, and that's not necessarily the case. I may have been exposed to more information, but that doesn't mean I know more. And that's, I think, one of the problems of being a talk radio person. Folks automatically assume that you know more. You may be exposed to more information. That doesn't mean you know more. When I say knowing more, I'd like to know how to fix these problems. I'd like to know how to change people's attitudes. I'd like to know when life is going to be better. For me, I have a great life and lots to be thankful for. You have a good life. Most of the people that we know in our circles have a much better life than not. But that really isn't the case, because outside of our circle, there are a lot of people who don't live like we do. And maybe that's becoming more obvious. And I'm not talking about just in terms of the economic realities of living a good life, but the strident way that people think in a myopic way, like Maxine Waters. And this is not new for her. She's been down these roads forever. She's been a pain in the butt forever. as she has been outrageous forever. And she never contributes to fixing a problem. She usually throws gasoline on it, makes it worse. So do we divorce ourselves from those people or understanding how they think? Is it that black people do think differently than white people? The LeBron James factor this week. I thought it was all extraordinary, frankly. His involvement, the way he was, I don't know that I expect that. I don't know why it's, you know, why he should. I'm not saying he shouldn't have done. That's the least, that's the farthest from my mind. But it just seemed he hadn't played this role before, Michael. Do you think that's true or not?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds very, it sounds like you're just confused. And first of all, I don't think I'm confused at all. I can't go along with you that we live a good life and they don't, because I don't know who we and they are. I know that people have their own personal tragedies and suffering and worries and fears and are subject to diseases, accidents, illness, financial problems, family relationships, and psychological issues. So I just see it differently than that. As far as Maxine Waters is concerned, I agree with you. She should have been a little bit more restrained. And by the way, speaking of living the good life, she lives in a very, 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 very wealthy situation.
Oh yeah, She's created a great life for herself.
In terms of LeBron James, he has been outspoken about race relations for a long time now.
I saw him as more of a helper, though. He's done so much for the places that he grew up in Appalachia. Look at all the schools that he's funded. Look at all the help that he's been to youngsters in that area of Ohio. I mean, people look up to him. It just seems different.
I'm saying to you that he has evolved into being somewhat of a social commentator, and he takes the perspective that African Americans have been under siege by the police, and that they have social and economic problems to overcome. That's his position. He is African American. The NBA has, the National Basketball Association, has been under scrutiny. I don't want to say attack, because some people agree with them and some people don't. It's controversial. They've been under scrutiny for being very out front in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement. They have Black Lives Matter symbols in the arenas, on the boards.
Yeah.
So this has been an evolving situation. It's very complicated.
Yes.
And I'll be honest, I understand both black points of view. I mean, within our industry, we have liberal blacks and we have conservative blacks, and both make very good cases that the African American experience in America is complicated, and there's a lot of reason to see the truth of people who see it from different points of view based upon their own experience and their own sensibilities. It's not easily solved, and it's not easily analyzed.
I think not easily analyzed. That makes it tough for people who are doing this, because there are a lot of people on the air, as you know, who just look for simplistic solutions. I believe if you point out a problem, it would be nice to show, to put forth a solution to the problem, and sometimes they're a little simplistic. And then, are they entertaining? The other side of it is, if we're doing this for a living and we're trying to get people to listen to us, I don't think people want to get beat over the head all the time with all this stuff. Frankly, I think it's very difficult. And that's where each morning on the DGV program that I do Monday through Friday, I come up with something that I would like to think is inspiring. And this week I said on the air, "He who has peace of mind disturbs neither himself nor another." Because I think I was trying to find peace of mind myself in all of this. When you talk about it this much, you're involved in it, you know, with, I don't think we're passive. I don't think a talk radio personality who's doing news talk stuff can be passive when it comes to this. There are a lot of people who want to have, you know, a particular point of view. Like, if you're a Republican, you think this way. A Democrat, you think that way. That's not where I come from. But I do think that we owe it to kind of not only ourselves, our families, people that are close to us, but the people who are listening, to come up with something that inspires people, so that hopefully this stuff, I mean, every week it gets heavier and thicker. It's like trying to cut through a fog here.
It's the nature of the forum. I mean, we're here to talk about these things, not to find peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very easy to jump out of the game and not be involved and find your own peace. Mm-hmm. But this is an arena of ideas. This is a platform to express views on the controversial and troubling things of our times. So yeah, you do get a certain amount of negative post-traumatic stress syndrome. You start to overdose on it, and everything starts to get on your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
You get fatigue. That's the word. You get negative news fatigue.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like people that work in hospitals start to reach a point where they can't face it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's a point at which you overload on the negative, and that's one of the downfalls or the pitfalls of working in this particular business, as you're describing it. But this is where the action is, and this is what it's about.
Right.
And the answer to the problem is changing human nature, and that is almost impossible. Communicating and having open minds helps, but changing human nature is what it comes down to, and we've been at odds with our own DNA and our own nature all the way back to the beginning of civilization.
18 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now. That's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online, or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers. Somebody sent me a note during the week. You do this countdown show, right, Doug? And I responded, yes, I do the countdown show. He said, why do you always stick to the issues that are being talked about? Why don't you do a top 10 countdown of various other things that affect our lives, like the top 10 most nitrate-rich vegetables. Do the top 10. Number one is on that list is arugula, by the way. Michael, did you know that?
Oh, I think that's wonderful. We should, you know, I got an idea from this. We should play the top 40 songs and bring the countdown concept to music.
Right. That's a good idea. Maybe just the top 10 songs. How about that?
There only are top 10. There only are top 1 songs.
Over and over and over and over again. Yes, the top 10 nitrate-rich veggies. We'll do that.
So what did you say was arugula?
American. Arugula is number one. The other things on the list are rhubarb, cilantro, let's see, lettuce, mescaline mix, whatever that is. I don't even know what that is. Basil, beet greens, oak leaf lettuce, Swiss chard, and beets. There you go.
I'm leaving news talk, and I'm getting into food talk.
There you go. We'll get the list. I'll plug my American Family Farmer show that I do every week. You know, we should probably do a list like that on the farm show every week.
Maybe you should do that.
That was your idea, by the way. Thank you very much to do the American Family Farmer. Now, let's get to some questions that people have. We tend to, on this program, talk about the stories, but we also talk about the personalities. And there are a lot of people who are asking the question whether they're in the business or whether they are listeners. The Rush Limbaugh phenom continues. I noticed that your friend and mine, Holland Cook, who is a very good, he's a consultant, but he's also a good observer, he asked in his newsletter, who will replace Rush Limbaugh? And his answer was, nobody. Which I thought was pretty, it's true. I mean, Limbaugh was Limbaugh. Why do people keep trying to find someone who's just like Limbaugh?
Yeah, I find what you're saying is fascinating because it's true. There's two syndromes. One is they want to find the next or another, and then sometimes we refer to people in the plural, like the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys and the Mark Levins of the world. Well, there's only one of each of them.
Yeah.
It's not interesting. We talk about people in terms of plurals, like they're like it's a group of them when there's only one.
Yeah.
But no, there. I remember. Because the Beatles came out 10 years after Elvis Presley, there was this myth or this conventional wisdom in the radio industry that every 10 years there's a rock and roll phenomenon. Well, 10 years after the Beatles, everything that would come out, people were saying, this is going to be the new phenomenon, the new Beatles, the new Elvis Presley. And it never happened. It still hasn't happened. They may come and they'll say, Garth Brooks sold more records than Elvis, or, you know, Taylor Swift is setting records for... But they're not the Elvis Presley or the Beatles. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just judged by sales. It's not. So there are no new anythings. Something is, and when its time has come, it was.
Right.
New things come along and they become their thing. Nothing has ever made it as the new old thing. You know?
I'm thinking about the new old. Isn't there a song somewhere about. The new and the old. What's new is old again, or what's old is new again.
I mean, you can say that about the
new age thinking when it comes to, you know, what to eat, treatments, acupuncture, all that stuff. That was very important to people's healings hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago.
Well, certain things recycle, but I'm talking about just in terms of pop culture. You know?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
I mean, Mozart is Mozart. There is no new Mozart. He's still Mozart.
But it just fascinates me. Rush Limbaugh has been dead for 3 months. And so we still have the Rush Limbaugh show being promoted in, you know, various trades. It's very interesting. Anyway, no, the answer is there will never be another Rush. Period. End of story.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is joining the call for the release of police body cam video of the shooting death of a black man in Elizabeth City. The sheriff's office said Andrew Brown tried to run as deputies arrived with arrest warrants at his home. Witnesses say he tried to drive away when officers fired shots at him.
He was nonviolent. Anybody that knew him would tell you that. He didn't even carry a gun.
Officials say officers from other agencies were called because Brown has resisted arrest in the past. An investigation is underway.
They're now calling for stronger actions after the killing of a black man in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Ex-officer Kim Potter supposedly mistook her handgun for her taser, but she fatally shot Dante Wright. She's being charged with second-degree manslaughter. Family attorney Thomas Bowers.
You're looking at modern-day lynchings that are caught on camera.
This is USA Radio News. The CDC has lifted the hold on the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said after reviewing the data, the advisory panel said the benefits outweigh the risks.
We have three safe and effective options for a COVID-19 vaccine in this country. And the J&J is an important vaccine offering key advantages, including its single-dose option and its viability when the supply chain may not allow for freezers.
A handful of women developed blood clots from the vaccine, and three of them died. Dr. Walensky also recommended that pregnant women get the vaccine after a new study showed it was safe for both mom and baby.
We were also able to follow in detail more than 3,900 pregnant women, and over 800 of whom have completed their pregnancies. Importantly, no safety concerns were observed for people vaccinated in the third trimester.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sort of the newsletter from the home of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week we get together, give some attention to the top 10 stories as printed in... Can you say that anymore? Printed? I guess it appears yes. Online, but I guess it is print. You know, I had an experience this week with a kid that works for me on my farm. I had left him a note, and I wrote it in cursive. And he came to me and said, "I don't understand what you're saying in this note." I looked at him and said, "What are you talking about?" He said, I can't read cursive. "You can't read cursive?" He said, "No, I don't write. I don't have to write. Anything that I need to transfer." And I thought about this for a minute. Everybody now transfers their thoughts by using an iPad or an iPhone or something like that, and they don't write notes. Do you ever leave notes for Bernadette on the refrigerator, or do you send her a note, a text saying, "This is kind of what I'm doing," or whatever? How do you live your life? Do you write notes?
I do both. I do both.
Do you?
I'm very, very digital. I'm constantly connected to the internet and to email and to texting. However, I do still operate with pen and pad, and I do leave notes. Bernadette and I leave notes like the coffee's ready to be made, press button. Dishwasher has clean dishes, don't put dirty dishes in, take them out before you know, those kinds of things lend themselves to sticking signs on things. Mm-hmm. But I prefer reading digitally. I am losing interest in the printed page. I am losing interest in having newspapers piling up and having to be recycled and magazines. And I'm evolving where my default is digital now and not analog.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Which doesn't mean I'm a big fan of social media. I don't do a lot of social media, but I'm into YouTube. I'm into email. I'm into texting. But I don't do Twitter. I don't do Instagram. I don't do any of that stuff.
No. What excites you?
On Facebook.
When because we're so exposed, you and me and the people that are in this business, to sort of we drone on, hopefully in an interesting way, about the things that are going on around us. But enough of our personality, or at least I think, you know, one of the things people like about the radio is that there's a personality attached to the voices and that people can hear the emotion and they can get wrapped up. And you know, people kind of chuckle at me because the ladies that are on the DJV program with me, they call it dirt talk when I start talking about the farm. And then I get off onto talking about NASA and the space program and how excited I was this week that SpaceX launched 4 astronauts up to the International Space Station. I thought that was kind of a cool thing. Reusable rocket, that kind of stuff. But yet it doesn't make it into the top 10 because there are so many other things that are going on. I'm not the arbiter of what people are talking
about. 10, yeah. Look at number 10 this week.
You mean the Mars helicopter going?
Yeah.
Imagine. Think about it this way. This is the world in words, folks. Think about this. Here is this device. There was somebody on Earth or a group of men and women who are engineers and it figured out using whatever techniques they learned and the various things they studied in college about engineering. They build this thing. This device, they put it in a spaceship, and they send it to Mars. And there's no person involved. It comes to the surface, it lands, and it separates itself from the main body of the transformer, if you will, the transformer that brought it to Mars. And somebody on the Earth pushes a button, and 4 to 20 seconds later, this helicopter takes off on the surface of Mars. Now, you tell me that doesn't engage your imagination.
Mm. It also is a stunning example of the capability of the human brain. And it really is amazing how, on one level, we are capable as a species doing such amazing things.
Right. Yes.
And on the other level, we're capable of, as a species, of being really stupid and knuckleheaded.
Yeah.
And
yeah, thank you. You got my very point. Thank you. Yes, please keep going.
Oh, I don't have to. The point is made. The point is, why can't we all go to Mars? You know, why can't we all get along? Why? Obviously, we have within us the potential for incredible greatness, beautiful thoughts, great literature, music, film, art, love, glory, intelligence, engineering, conquering nature, and yet on the other hand, we just keep doing the same stupid, self-destructive things.
Right.
That's the profound dichotomy of the human predicament.
You know, it's interesting also what captures people's attention. Still, after all these years, Shakespeare gets our attention. It was Shakespeare Day this past week. And who among us hasn't studied some Shakespearean play or a poem or something, or even had the conversation, was Shakespeare really real? And then, in the same breath, on my Monday through Friday radio program, we had a conversation about Gregory Edward Jacobs. Do you know who he was?
No.
Very famous American. Also known as Shock G. Do you know who Shock G is? You don't know who Jacobs is?
No.
I didn't know it either until hours ago.
I don't know. No, pray tell. I'm on the outside looking in.
All right. So, Phil, play that song, we can call it music, that he was the front man for Digital Underground, which is a hip-hop group that started back in the 90s. And it was Tupac Shakur's entree into the world. So all of the ladies who were on with me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner on the DGV program, knew who this guy was. They said, oh, you'll know who it is. I don't know who it is. But this was a huge story, apparently, in that age group. So it didn't make it into the top 10, but I just find it interesting as to how these things from the world of art and ideas, you know, it's just fascinating how much is going on. To sort of dovetail to what you were saying, so much going on. We have so much imagination, so much ingenuity. We have so much in our minds, and yet we fight with each other about nothing. And you know, we're all whooped up about things. And
so, what was the story? What was the story with this guy that everybody in that age group was talking about?
He died at 57.
I knew that. I didn't know his name was the other names, and then you confused me. Oh yeah, that was a big story. it was a big story, and it came close to making it. It was talked about. You know, Everything that's talked about makes it into the top 10. As a matter of fact, we fudge it a little bit and create ties so as to get more stories in there, tie between this and that. And all that. And it creates a little bit more diversity. And it also is true that, you know, it's our, sort of our admission that we don't have a scientific meter that measures how many words are said on all the stations in America every week about every topic. So, I knew that story, but the way you came at it kind of took me by surprise. And I've reached the point in my career when I'm on the radio where I'm confident enough to say I haven't heard of something.
Yes,
rather than say, you know,
like you're supposed to know it all. How do you know it all? I do that all the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't expect, you know, when I look at some of the nuance of the things that we talk about. Last week at this time, we were talking about Prince William and Prince Charles and Prince Harry, and the fact that they refused to talk to each other unless there was somebody else around. Did you even know that? That came out at the end of the week.
I did know it. I'm an expert on royalty because I watched The Crown 4 times. Prince Philip, who passed away at 99, 3 months short of being 100, he's sort of like very well known among a whole new generation of Americans who are fixated on The Crown, and he's been presented now, you know, for like 40 episodes, two different actors playing him at different times in his life, and ironically, he's probably more well known now outside of England by Americans and other people in the world who get Netflix because of the success of that show.
Yeah. Culture, our culture. Amazing. All right, we're going to talk about a very interesting interview that Michael has done in his Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview, in a matter of moments. Right now, let me focus on your problems with losing weight. And it isn't so much that people have a problem losing weight, because a lot of people do, but then they can't keep it off. So how do you do that? You do that with Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It's not a spelling lesson, nor is it a spelling quiz. But I spell it out because I think it's interesting. You put this Calotren in your mind. What does that word mean? Well, it points you in the direction of a weight loss formula that doesn't have anything bad in it. It's stimulant-free, drug-free, it's gluten-free. It has all the things in it that are proven scientifically to help you lose weight and keep it off. So what more do you need to know? You can spend a lot of time at toploss.com, the website. Help yourself, do a good job, and find out why it is that this is so successful and has been for decades for so many people. Help yourself to weight loss and the satisfaction of keeping it off with Calotren. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you check out buying it, use the DJV code for their special spring. They have a special spring sale going on, and you don't have to pay for shipping either with DJB code at toploss.com. Counting down the stories, according to Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with a list from 10 to number 1. Number 10, the helicopter on Mars and what's going on in the space race. Number 9, celebration of Earth Day, if that's really what it is. Acknowledgement, certainly, talking about Earth Day. Number 8, our relationships with the various countries that are the bad boys around the world, like China and Russia and Iran. Number 7, the border situation continues to be a real problem. That's a focus. Number 6, what's going on in school, the education system, or we open schools and we have school vacation. Brilliant. Number 5, the economy. Number four, all of the COVID-related stories and conversation. Gun violence is number three. Number two is the focus on shootings and police reform. And number one, as you can imagine, is the verdict and the discussion of the Derek Chauvin trial and what comes next. That's it. The story list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You can find the lists at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. You can also find the list at the DJV Show on our social media as well. The people list includes Walter Mondale at number 10 because he passed away, former senator, presidential candidate, big name in American politics in the past. Kamala Harris is 9, Kim Potter and Dante Wright, number 8. Donald Trump is at 7. Dr. Fauci is at 6. Nancy Pelosi, as if she was off the list, that's my editorial comment there, number 5. Joe Biden is 4. Interestingly enough, the president doesn't overshoot LeBron James and Judge Peter Cahill and Maxine Waters and Derek Chauvin all on the list here. That's the people list. It's not disjointed, it's just there's a lot going on, and so a lot of different names that are in the focus and tied them into the stories. Makes for pretty interesting conversation, thanks to some of your favorite hosts around the country and the folks at Talkers Magazine. All right, so Michael, what's the hot story or the hot interview this week? The MH interview features...
It has Gene Bean Baxter, who for 30 years reigned on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ in Los Angeles, an alternate rock station that had a great, cool, hip talk show in the morning, Hall of Famer. And then he decided, I'm quitting. And he's moved back to England where he was born, and now he's starting his life over in Britain as a podcaster on their network there. And it's a fascinating insight into radio and culture on both
where
sides
he's going,
of the Atlantic.
Podcasting, that sort of thing, where it's all going.
MHInterview.com.
Michael Harrison, MHInterview.com. Check that out. Check out the Talkers list at Talkers.com as well. It's 10 before the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show now continuing with Stephen J.J. Wiseman in his usual spot on the countdown with me going through some of the things on the story list that have legal impact because he's a well-known lawyer, college professor, but also because he's involved in scams. His website, scamicide.com, sort of puts him into the front row of people who are experts and who are warning you about doing things that you ought not do. I guess what came across to me this week was something I heard, and I realized I was talking to a scammer. Somebody called and said, "We're calling from the IRS to inform you that your identity has been stolen and you need to buy gift cards to fix it." And then there's another one I saw when I looked this up. I just went online and said, okay, what are the, you know, what list some tax scams. Another one, yeah. You owe tax money, we'll have to arrest you unless you purchase iTunes gift cards.
Yeah. Right? You know, it is a sad commentary that the IRS has actually had to put on its websites. We will never ask you for gift cards. Right, anytime you're asked for gift cards as a method of payment, it's a scam, and you can do it right then and there. Another one that sometimes people fall for, and it isn't so much with these IRS imposter scams, it's any kind of retail deal you do where someone is going to be buying something from you or hiring you to do something, and they send you a check for more than what you are owed. And they say, oh, just, you know, wire me, and it's usually wire me back the difference. That's always a scam, so you got to be wary of that, too.
Always, always, always. Okay, so word of the wise is sufficient. Let us go on from our public service category to some of the stories this week. The Derek Chauvin trial certainly is on the top of the list with legal ramifications. I guess not so much the verdict, but what happens now? Is because of Maxine Waters and her foolishness, does that lay the ground for some appeal?
There will be appeals. There'll be appeals on every possible thing you can think of. I used to, when I was in law school at Boston College, I had a professor who had what he called the purple theory. He said, you make every argument you wouldn't turn absolutely purple with embarrassment to make and see what it sticks. So they will say that they should have changed venue. They will say that they should have sequestered the jury. They will say that the comments by Maxine Waters influenced the jury. They will say there was ineffective counsel. I mean, there'll be all kinds of things. I don't think there's really any kind of a strong appellate ground here. I think the next thing to be very interesting will be the next step will be hearings to determine whether there are aggravating factors to add to the sentencing guidelines and add to the years that Chauvin gets. And that was also one reason why they had children who viewed the murder testifying during the court hearing. And that was setting it up for the future hearings on whether this is an aggravated circumstance. So that's really the next thing we'll be looking at, and then seeing what kind of a sentence he gets as the appeals drag on.
Yeah, on and on and on. How much time we spend talking about it as well, when there's so many other things that are important to be talking about. Where the vaccines don't work, number four this week is a focus on the vaccine and COVID, obviously. If they don't work on people, you know, they've said publicly 94-95% ought to work when it comes to Pfizer, Moderna. Maybe 66% of the people will have an effective outcome if they use J&J once it gets back in the marketplace. If it doesn't work and you get sick, can you sue them?
Not really. You know, there's no guarantee of 100% effectiveness, and no vaccine will be. Quite frankly, you know, I think lost in all of the pandemic was the speed with which the vaccines were created was incredibly done well and pretty safely and pretty effective. So nothing's going to be perfect, and certainly we all know people who've had significant side effects, but the bottom line is that the vaccines do work, and people should be getting them.
Quick comment on Walter Mondale. Is he a lawyer? I was thinking about the lawyers in political and public life.
It was funny. Sad to say, I was surprised when he died. I thought he had already died.
Me too.
I feel better. I don't believe he was a lawyer.
No. It's just interesting to look at all the people that are in the legislative process, whether it's statewide or federal, that are all lawyers. And maybe that's why all of these laws come, because they're benefiting lawyers and people get upset about them. Something to think about as a lawyer, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a college professor and expert on the law, looking at the legal aspects of some of our big stories at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.